we've designed the facility because it has some restricted access. People that come to the initial entrance will have a limited view of some of our more sensitive material. And so when you first look in, you'll see the skeletons. You will see some of our models that are plastic models of human musculature and of the musculoskeletal system. And as we move deeper into the facility, we see we start to have some of our human pathology specimens, some of which have been plastinated, and some are like a typical museum specimen inside a plastic case with formalin and embalming fluid to preserve them.
Now, you've just mentioned plastination. Over here, there's a shelf of, it almost looks like thin slices taken from the human body. Can you tell me a bit more about these?
Yeah, this is a really interesting process, and it was developed many years ago by an Austrian anatomy professor by the name of Walter von Hagen. And he developed this process whereby the fluid and water in the human body is replaced by silicon. And he has a rather sensational display that has done international tours of the human body, and he has whole bodies plastinated in this way. So they look like a model, but they are a person who has died and had their body prepared in an anatomical way, but then plastinated so that they can be preserved over a long period of time. And he's dissected the bodies in such a way that they look like they're in action shots or riding a horse. And he, in fact, dissected the horse that he plastinated so that you could see the anatomy of the actions they were doing. In this case, what we've done is to help our anatomy students, we've taken some cross sections through the trunk of a person, and they have been plastinated, so it looks like a CT or a computed tomography image, but it's of the real anatomy. So our students would be able to look at an X-ray or a computed tomography image of the cross-section and compare that to what the true anatomy looks like. And it enables these sections to be preserved for a long period of time without being damaged.
We'll just go a little bit deeper into the more sensitive areas of this museum, as you were saying. We've got shelves, it looks like organs that have been preserved. What kind of things have we got here?
Okay, we normally would set this up around what we call the systems of the body. So in this first series of shelves, what we can see is the gastrointestinal system. So we have some of the pots that contain the stomach or the intestines. Some of these have been from individuals who have had a pathology of some sort. It may have been a cancer or a diverticulum, which is an infolding or pocketing of the intestine. And on this side of the shelves, we can see some lungs that have had lung cancer, and we can see deposits of tar, this black material, inside the lung as you look at it. In this lung at the top here, we can see these white patches, which are carcinoma or cancer of the lung. And we're able to show students that this is what these conditions look like in these potted and preserved specimens.
Now, just on this shelf here, it seems you've got something here that looks almost like a jellyfish. It's hard to describe. What is this?
This is an interesting process that we've used here. We call this a vascular cast. This is where we've carefully dissected out the blood vessels that go from someone's neck through into their upper limb, down their arm, and we've injected those blood vessels with a latex so that we can preserve the inside of the blood vessel, and then we've put them in one of these pots to protect them. So the students can now see in 3D how you lay out the blood supply to the upper limb.
So how does having this sort of display help you with the teaching and learning process?
It's important for two reasons. The first is that it allows students to come out of the laboratory where they have tutors and the lecturers available to them, but to still have access to some of our anatomical material so that they can sit down with their textbooks, can spend an hour or two studying that quietly on their own or in small groups. You'll see that at the side here we have some armchairs set up so they can sit to the side and study. We have computers on the side so they can access the internet and access our library resources. And we have a number of models. So they have available to them here a range of real anatomy specimens, plastic specimens, and our plastinated specimens, along with the other learning resources.
What part of this museum really strikes you? What's the bit that most interests you about having such a unique display of human anatomy?
I would have to say the plastinated material to me is one of the most fascinating processes that's been available to anatomy for some time. We don't have a large range of plastinated specimens yet because we are developing a plastination facility. It'll be the second plastination facility in Queensland. The first was at University of Queensland, but that's recently closed. And so we'll be the only facility in Queensland doing this plastination process. And we'll develop that over the next year. But it means that not only these cross-sections, but whole limbs, lower limb, upper limb, and the trunk and torso and organs can be plastinated in such a way that the donors who provided them are able to have a long lifespan of learning that they've donated to our facility because they're more durable than a normally embalmed cadaver in the rest of our anatomy facility.